WSC.com.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tell me, ask you a question.
Shoot.
How often, as a consumer, how often are you do companies and people exceed your expectations?
As often as I'd like.
Right. I agree. I totally agree.
Unfortunately.
That is, I sat down with Will Huss one time at Trail, and he said, if we do not exceed your expectations, we failed. That's not like meet them, barely meet them, minimum, just meet them. If we don't exceed your expectations, we have failed. That's refreshing to hear. How many people do you know just don't have like adversarial relationships? Like they don't have. When I heard that, he says, look, Mickey, with all of our suppliers, with all of our customers, with all of our people that we team up with, we don't have adversarial relationships. I'm like, what? He told me one time, and it, can't say this now because there was something that happened years and years and years ago that somebody tried to take them to court on whatever about a product, and it wasn't even their product. They went in and made it better. But at one point in time, they said, like, we've never sued anybody. We've never been sued. And you know, you've been in the building industry. Mm-hmm. Like, that never happened. Everybody sues everybody all the time.
It's a you know? Free-for-all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big litigious.
Litigious? I don't know.
That thing.
That wasn't English major. I don't know.
They sue each other. You know. And they settled them, you know, they took care of what they're supposed to take care of. Anyway, that's what we're talking about here. You get a little feeling here. I'm talking about Trail being different. Trail is different. Let them shepherd you through the entire process of building your next building with a single source delivery. Over $1 billion of buildings been built through Trail through the upstate. It's our friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, TREHEL.com. I'm going to fly through some of our text messages now. Text message Jordan says, big word, Mickey. I don't know how to say that, man. I'm sorry. But we'll, you know what I'm saying there. They sue each other a lot.
Yeah, well, SAT words right there, yeah.
654-ROAR is our phone line, 654-7627. You can reach us on our health care text line, 986-1566. You can also reach us on our Twitter feed, at John_Height, H-I-G-H-T. And you can join us on the Twitter, at Mickey Poller. At MICKEYPLYLER. Ed writes in, how about Mbappe and France? He's an unbelievable player. Is he 19?
I think so.
Is that what he is? He's an unbelievable player. And you think for a long history, he's going to be a guy there in the next two, maybe three World Cups?
We'll see him here in 2026 when the World Cup's here in the States.
So that's 8 years from now?
Yeah.
He'll be 27?
Yeah. He's going to make a lot of money. There's a hot take for you this morning. This kid's going to make a lot of money.
Did he sign? Is he? Who is he playing for right now? Do we know that? I don't know.
Let me look that up.
Try to find that out for us, because he would look great in Manchester United. He'd be a great Red Devil. Glory, glory, Man United. Skip writes in, is Hunter Renfrow the Reggie Jackson of college football playoffs? He's Mr. January, as far as I'm concerned. Has more TD receptions than anyone in college football playoff history and caught against everyone, all future NFL defensive backs. Hashtag Ring of Honor question mark. Skip, yeah, he is the all-time leading receiver in the college football playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Renfrow.
Not bad.
And you know what? He's going to have a chance to add to it this year.
It might have a couple games.
Hopefully. So, yes.
A couple of W's on the old schedule.
Ring of Honor. I'm all for it, man. Yeah. I'm all for it. Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame, yes.
Yes.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Look up Hunter Renfrow's stats so far to answer this question.
For the record, Mbappe plays for Paris Saint-Germain. So, man, you could throw them a little money to go get him.
What that transfer fee would look like right now.
Hopefully not as much as Ronaldo's was.
Oh. Let me give you... This is Clemson's all-time leading receiver list. All right?
We're going yards, receptions.
Careers. Let's do... Let's do receptions first.
Okay.
Artavis Scott caught 245 balls during his days at Clemson.
Imagine what that record would be if he would have came back for his final year.
How about that?
It'd be unreal.
So far in his career, 137.
Wow.
Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro, with his next catch, will move into the top 15 in receptions in Clemson history.
Wow.
Can you expect... He caught 60 balls last year. Can you expect 60 this year?
I think he'll go over.
Give me how many he's going to catch. What's he going to do?
Let's go 75.
75 would put him at 200. And that would put him fifth in the all-time receiving number of receptions at Clemson.
Okay. I think that's doable with all these 6'5", 6'6", individuals that are going to want to play on the outside and Amari Rodgers and...
Ring of Honor?
Absolutely.
Well, he's done in the playoffs? I agree.
Yeah. Put him in there. Let's go.
How about this text message right here? Gamecock friend of mine says Mbappe's 19, but it should just be a sophomore in high school. QCT. My soccer guy QCT tells me that Mbappe plays for PSG, who spent $130 million on him. They rejected a $200 million bid from Real Madrid this summer. Little Ooh. Chance he ever plays for Man U. Look. QCT, let's get this straight. Every soccer player's dream is to be a Red Devil. Don't take away from my dream. He's going to look very, very good in Manchester United colors one day.
With that big Chevy logo across his chest.
Zach thinks everybody wants to be a New York Yankee. So, like, Bryce Harper's going to be a Yankee next year. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that.
No. I don't know.
Big Sexy Tiger on Twitter writes in, just curious, what do you know about Matt Canada? He continues to jump jobs, now being the OC for Maryland. No doubt he's got one of the great offensive minds in the sport when the right pieces are in place. Does he have issues with head coaches? I was told that there were some off-the-field issues with Matt Canada in LSU.
Oh, right.
But there were some things that you could do there in certain states that you can do. We just had this big... laws changing certain states, allowing certain things to be legalized.
Ah.
Hit some issues there.
Ah.
He likes spending some time in the casinos in Louisiana is what I was told.
I'm surprised Ole Miss didn't go for him then with all those casinos around there.
He's a strange character, Matt Canada. I think that there is a misconception that Matt Canada, because Clemson fans saw him do, you know, a couple of games in there where he beat Clemson and or they played really well against Clemson, and you go, yeah, Matt Canada's a great offensive coordinator. You know, Clemson shut him down a couple times as well. And he was at NC State 2013, 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I'm right by just saying those dates. Yeah, 13, 14, and 15. And they held him to 14 points in 2013.
Okay.
They shut him out in 2014.
Hmm.
And they did score 41. Clemson beat them 56-41 in 2015. Then he went to Pittsburgh in 2016, and he put up 43 and beat Clemson.
All he did was just go up there and invent the shovel pass.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so in two of the games that he played against Clemson as offensive coordinator, his teams scored a bunch of points, 41-43.
Right.
And the other two, they got shut out and scored 14. So it's not like that every single year Matt Canada had Clemson's number.
Right.
Clemson's 3-1 against him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not like he's this offensive genius guy. At NC State, matter of fact, let's just quickly look at NC State 2013, 14 and 15. Let me tell you what he did those years. Matter of fact, let me give you what he's done since 2000 and let me see if I can find this right here now. In 2011, he was offensive coordinator at Northern Illinois. This is interesting. Bear with me on this, John.
All right.
Because I really think this is fairly important here to kind of point out that he's not the overall super genius that everybody thinks he is.
Or maybe everyone thinks he's a genius because he was able to overcome Dave Doran in all those years.
In 2011, Northern Illinois scored 38 points a game, had 476 yards. That's a good year for them.
Absolutely.
That was good. In 2012, he was the offensive coordinator at Wisconsin. And they had a, I think they had a pretty good year. Bear with me. I can tell you what they did here, too. Wisconsin, 2012, they only averaged 29 points a game. And mm-hmm. they had 393 yards a game. So less than 400 yards a game in 2012. And that year, they went 8-6.
Okay.
It's not like he had a great term at Wisconsin. He goes to NC State in 13, 14, and 15. Let me give you his offenses there. At NC State in 13, they averaged 22 points a game, okay. 404 yards. That's nothing great about that. 2014, 30 points and 409 yards a game. In 2015, 33 points and 413 yards a game. 13, 14, 15. 2013, they were 3-9. 2014, they're 8-5. 2015, they're 7-6.
He's kind of the same thing every year, too, you know.
At Pittsburgh, where he was the offensive coordinator, in 2016, Pittsburgh did average 40 points a game and 447 yards. He had James Conner and all this. But they were, and,
yeah.
They were 8-5.
Mm-hmm.
And last year at LSU, in the 1 year he was with Ed Orgeron, last year they averaged 27 points a game, 411 yards a game, went 9-4. It's not like Matt Canada. Matt Canada had two good games against Clemson, and all Clemson fans think he's got some sort of genius.
Right.
How about the 2 years that Clemson shut him down? How about the fact that he's a little above 500?
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Construction makes a good point. He gets a little credit because he beat Clemson in Death Valley. That's a great game plan he had, by the way. A lot of shifts, a lot of motion.
Oh, yeah.
But at certain point in time, you got to block somebody and tackle somebody. Texter said half of Artavis Scott's catches were shuttle passes. Let's keep that in context compared to Renfro. Well, Renfro's a lot of underneath guy, too. A lot of third and four, and they throw it 5 yards.
I mean, Hunter Renfro only runs those deep routes against Alabama. Everything else is, you know, short curls and, you know, slants. And
touche, my friend, touche. I wanted to get to A&M before the end of the show, and Jimbo Fisher in year one. And let me mention this. You in these days here, you said you went to you spent some time in Kentucky, in Lexington, Kentucky.
I did a summer internship there.
What was your impressions of Lexington and University of Kentucky, Kentucky football and basketball? What was it? What's your impressions there from what you saw?
Pretty city, gorgeous area of the country. Real nice town. They live and breathe the basketball. Football, I got the vibe of, and granted, that was when Joker Phillips was the head coach, and they were, you know, lucky to complete a forward pass back then. But they, if you're decent, that's why I don't really believe Mark Stoops is on the hot seat right now. He's above 500. They're going to bowl games. They're winning some conference games here and there. They're not, and this is, I apologize, Vanderbilt fans, but they're not the Vanderbilt of the East. They're not in last place. They're okay about it, and it's a nice time filler until basketball and then horse racing season. But gorgeous area. Love the town.
Nice up there.
Oh, yeah. Horse
nice
country.
People, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nice people. I wish them well. Hope they do well.
Oh, yeah.
Let me start the new or the A&M stuff. Year one under Jimbo Fisher. I can never figure out why A&M screws it up. A very good friend of mine is from Texas. He's a professor here at Clemson, and he's been a professor everywhere. I'm not saying Joe's old. I'm just saying he's been around everywhere. How about that? He's an experienced gentleman.
Sorry, Joe, if you're listening.
And he spent a bunch of time in the Houston area and one of the many places he's been. And he said the joke out there that is that the Aggies will Aggie at some point in time. Meaning that they'll get in their own way, and they'll screw it up. And for the life of me, I just don't understand how Texas A&M isn't better than what they are in football and how they have gone really without any more success than they've had.
It is shocking with the money and the talent and all the things that they have at their advantage down there.
Texas A&M, the stadium is massive. It's a 102,000-seat stadium. Do you know the last time Texas A&M won a conference championship?
Mm.
What year were you born?
88.
You were 10 years old when they won the last championship. They won the Big 12 in 1998.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, that's, jeez. I feel like it's been a long time since we won a conference. Only 9 months ago. 9 months ago.
I mean, 1998.
Long time ago.
Do you know they've won double-digit games since they last won a conference championship?
Okay.
In 1998 on R.C. Slocum. Do you know in those, is that 20 years from 98 to now?
Yes.
In those 20 years, how many times do you think they won double-digit games in a season in the last 20 years?
It goes seven.
Lower.
Really? Four.
Lower.
Twice?
Lower.
Come on.
In 2012, in Kevin Sumlin's first year, they went 11-2 and won the Cotton Bowl.
Solid year.
In the last 20 years, Texas A&M has finished in the top 10 once. In the last 20 years, Texas A&M finished in the top 25 four times. That's crazy.
Wow.
In the last 20 years, one, two, three. In the last 20 years, A&M has won more than eight games four times.
It's making me very appreciative for these 10 wins every year, seven years in a row right now.
Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Yeah. Wow. I know they've kind of, like, quote-unquote, underachieved, but that's only 1 year in 20 years.
In the top 10.
That's incredible.
Only four times in the last 20 years they won more than eight games and been ranked. That's crazy to think about.
I'm glad we went through the numbers before we played the one game on them, that's for sure.
The Aggies will just Aggie. They'll just screw it up somehow, some way. All the money in the world, all the Earl money, and they're just going to find a way to screw it up.
Mm.
I mean, run down these seasons quickly before break. Since that last championship in 98, 8-4, 7-5, 8-4, 6-6, 4-8, 7-5, 5-6, 9-4, 7-6, 4-8, 6-7, 9-4, 7-6, 11-2, 9-4, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a definition of mediocrity.
That's crazy.
Wow.
20 years of bad football.
That's crazy.
Numbers matter. Hey, University Cottages, Ingalls Crossing, you're getting ready to move in. They've got to have a vacancy or two. Now, let me just tell you why you need to go there. First, my wife and I, we were running around town yesterday, and she's like, all these condominiums, apartments everywhere for these kids, how do they compete? Ingalls Crossing does it by giving you brand new and also by giving you an unbelievable rate right now. Don't pay $700, $800, $900 a month. Go by and see our friends at Ingalls Crossing. You're going to get a great deal on your own cottage at Ingalls Crossing, University Cottages. Granite countertops, you get all the appliances, all the cabinetry, you get the dishwasher, you get the Wi-Fi is included, pet friendly, you get a widescreen TV in every single living room, ceiling fans in every single room, coffee bars and resort style pools. You get it all, but you get it at an unbelievable price. That number matters, Ingalls Crossing. And the other number that matters, 10-month leases. They're doing a great job with this. Real number there at Ingalls Crossing, universitycottages.com, 784-3400, 784-3400. You're looking for that place to live. I'm telling you, that is a great place to live at Ingalls Crossing, 784-3400. Those numbers matter. We'll continue giving some more of these numbers when you come back after a very short break after this.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping,
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Have you heard about the changes over at TIAD Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating, convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Discover easy ordering and pick up with the new mobile app from Chick-fil-A. Once you download the app and sign up, you'll be able to bypass the line by simply ordering through your phone. You'll also have access to new ways to customize your meals, which will be saved for easy ordering on future visits. And every time you order with the app, you start earning credits toward free treats. Ordering made easy at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Simply go to one.chickfila.com to download the app and start earning free treats today.
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores. Thanks to everyone that came into Ed Murdoch's and bought last month. We're celebrating the best month in sales we've ever had at the dealership. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, there's always a Murdoch on the lot. Matthew, Brian, Johnny, and I'm saving the best for last, myself, Daniel Murdoch. Make sure you ask for me when you come in. I'll make sure Dad gives you the best deal. We have a ton of inventory, new and used. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford. Our service department and body shop are also incredible. If you wreck it, we can fix it. Currently, we have three Jeep models under 20 grand, 2018 Cherokees, Renegades, and Compasses, along with special incentives on all the other vehicles we've got on the lot. Come see any of the Murdochs and our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores, but especially me, Daniel Murdoch. Our family has been in business for almost 30 years. We'll make sure you are treated like family. Exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. We're at EdMurdochSuperstores.com. If you didn't buy it from Ed Murdoch, you probably paid too much.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Hey, I love my friends at Engineered Sleep. I love the fact that I get to see them make my bed. I watch them make beds and seeing these highly skilled labor that these men and women back there, these awesome, and they're listening to the show, by the way. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all doing a great job. Make my bed and then get it where it doesn't collect dust. It doesn't sit around. And then they find a way to make it exactly how you want it. They get it to your home. If you don't like it after a couple of weeks, whatever you tell them, they'll come and they'll adjust it to make sure it's exactly right. You're going to absolutely love it. It is our great friends at Engineered Sleep. Let them custom make, custom design a bed just for you. And how about this? Tell me you heard about it here. 10% off. Already great prices. They don't have a middleman. So you don't get that huge markup. Apples to apples, it's a great buy. You're going to love it. To find out more, go to engineeredsleep.com. Jay and Davis orders are very, very good at what they do. Engineeredsleep.com. Thomas and Anderson, I'm gonna bring him on here because, Thomas, you are a Lone Star native, right? I think I'm right by saying that. You grew up in Texas, didn't you, Thomas? Hey, Thomas? Is he with us? Thomas and Anderson? I'm going to put him on hold. See if he's still on there for me, John, please. Thank you. Here's some numbers that are amazing to me. If anything, there were some folks on there. No, go. Thomas, call me back because I want to hear your thoughts on this. Before I get this number, let me tell you also, in the last 20 years, A&M, all the money in the world, they played in the Alamo Bowl, the Independence Bowl, the FurnitureGallery.com Bowl. A Cotton Bowl's nice, but that was a 7-5 season, went to Cotton Bowl. Holiday Bowl, Alamo Bowl, Independence Bowl, another Cotton Bowl season at 9-4. The Texas Bowl, another Cotton Bowl on Kevin Sumlin, which they finished 5th. Chick-fil-A Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Music City Bowl, Texas Bowl. Heck, in 4 of those years, didn't even go to a bowl game. But let me give you some numbers that are crazy about this. And Thomas, hang on, I'm coming straight to you. They say, you know, the part of the thing was, hey, man, they're leaving the Big 12. They're coming to the SEC. It's going to be tougher on them. Actually, in the first 5 years of the SEC, their record is better out of conference and in conference in the SEC than it was in the Big 12.
So there you go.
In the Big 12, they were 97-73 overall in the last 15 years of the Big 12, and now 34-21 in the SEC. How about this? In conference, in the SEC in the last 5 years, they're 21-19. Mm-hmm. In the last 15 years of the Big 12, they were 51-54.
Yeah.
A&M, the last 20 years, 15 years, the last 15 years of the Big 12 and the 5 years of the SEC, 72-73 conference record. That's crazy.
I was shocked when you said that number to me during the break. It was crazy.
Hopefully Thomas is back. Thomas, how you doing, buddy? You doing okay?
Doing well, Mick. How you doing?
Doing great. Now, you grew up in Texas, right?
Yes.
Did you grow up an Aggie, a Longhorn? Did you have any allegiance to any team?
I'm not going to tell you the reasons why, but I was never a fan of Texas or any Texas team growing up.
Okay. All right.
But being growing up in that environment, I'm related to where we Clemson, South Carolina fans can relate.
Okay.
It is the reverse opposite. South Carolina, University of South Carolina is the state's team, state's name team, correct?
Right.
University of Texas is the state named team, Texas.
Right.
And as big as Texas is, the following for the University of Texas is huge. It's enormous. But because of the population base, you have Texas A&M, Texas Tech, University of Texas, University of Houston. You have all these major colleges in the state of Texas that has their alliance, but nothing measures to the alliance of University of Texas. When Fred Akers had the wishbone going, they rolled over everybody. Now, Technical Federation at University of Texas, you also had University of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We had it rolling.
Right.
Texas A&M always struggled. Because it wasn't just one team like South Carolina has tried to dominate in-state. It had 3 other teams. Texas, Houston, and Oklahoma. Not necessarily state teams. I'm talking about conference teams. That's the reason why their record is so dismal. But if you see the correlation, Clemson is the state's university in football.
Right.
Texas is the state's university in Texas. South Carolina is the state's name,
right?
As Texas is, but it's Clemson who gets the glory.
You know,
and A&M got away from the conference the way South Carolina got away from the conference from the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Right. That being said, though,
and they have
it. Nowadays, it might change a little bit because they are in the SEC, but it's a 102,000 seat stadium, and they fill it to 96% capacity. I mean, you have, you know, almost 100,000 people there every single game. And it might not always have been that way. You know what's amazing to me, Thomas? And by the way, do you understand that saying that a buddy of mine says that the Aggies are always Aggie somehow? They always kind of get in their way?
Yeah. Yeah, that's always been a joke in Texas. Yeah. You know, whenever you let some screw up, you Aggie it. That's the way it is. It's like the chicken curse. Same thing.
That's crazy,
chicken
huh?
Chicken curse. They can hire all the Hall of Fame coaches you want. You're only going to get so far because of Aggieism or chicken curse.
Mm. Hard to believe.
You know, the world turns its axis for a reason. Clemson is who they are for a reason. South Carolina is who they are for a reason. And the world is not going to turn its axis for that.
Crazy to think.
The world was right after the 5 complete wins by South Carolina. The world got turned back on its correct axis.
Thomas, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Looking forward to talking to you for more. Bear Bryant took over. Actually, you know, A&M had a decent start in that conference we talked about with Sam Blackman, the SIAA. Mm-hmm. You know, they were 7-3-1 in 1903 and 6-1-1 in 1907. And Charlie Moran there in 3 years, he went 7-0-1, 8-1, and 6-1. And he is an independent, 8-1, and I mean they had some good years in there. In the formation of the Southwest Conference, Dana Bible, College Football Hall of Famer, went 10-0 in 1919, and 8-0-1 in 1927. They won a national championship in 1939 under Homer Norton, went 11-0, and over a 5-year period played in 2 Cotton Bowls, an Orange Bowl, and a Sugar Bowl, and finished in the top 10 in the country from 39, 40, and 41. First 6-6. Bear Bryant went there and took over a struggling program. Now, Bear Bryant went 1-9 his first year, but then went 7-2-1, 9-0-1, and 8-3. Bear Bryant, like, tied more games than anybody ever, but 7-2-1 and 9-0-1 and 8-3. Got in 1956, they finished. They were ineligible for a bowl game because of probation, whatever, but they finished 5th in the country. Here's what's crazy. Here's Gene Stallings' record. You know, Gene Stallings is the head coach at A&M. Played there. They're on probation for one of those years, too. But here's Gene Stallings' record at A&M. You ready?
Ready.
1965 through 1971. 3-7, 4-5-1, 7-4, 3-7, 3-7, 2-7, 5-6.
Ugh. Not a good stretch there for Mr. Stallings.
No, like you really think like Gene Stallings, boy, he's just unbelievable coach. Gene Stallings, greatest coach ever.
Yeah. Won a natty.
Gene Stallings.
Groom Dabo.
We're going to run football.
It's a solid impersonation there, by the way. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that. It's solid.
Thank you very much. We've got to find a way to move the ball. Got to play better defense. Got a kicking game. He was 27-45-1. Now, I went to Alabama in 1990. That's the thing about it is, you know, he went from A&M as a head coach. Was defense coordinator at Alabama in the late 50s, early 60s. Head coach at A&M from 65 to 71. Then was the Dallas Cowboys from 72 to 85. Went back to be the head coach of St. Louis and the Cardinals from 86 to 89, then back to Alabama. In the NFL... he was 23-34. So, really outside of the Alabama years, Gene Stallings did nothing as far as the head coach goes. I don't want to – hope Dabo doesn't call me and get mad about that. But
aren't you supposed to go to his home this evening for a little?
Yeah. Somebody get mad at me for saying that.
Yeah.
But Stallings didn't do a whole lot there. Anyway, after that, Emory Bellard had a couple of good teams there, finishing the top 10 once. 1976. I remember the Jackie Sherrill years. And he had a couple 10-win seasons, a couple top 10 teams in 85 and 87. R.C. Slocum is the best head coach of my lifetime there. And R.C. Slocum from 89 through 2002 won 10 games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Their teams are ranked... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. They finished sixth in the country in 92, eighth in 93, finished eighth in 94. Got some trouble in there too. And then the Dennis Francione years didn't work out great there. Mike Sherman years were terrible. Kevin Sumlin, there was just some sort of disconnect with Kevin Sumlin.
Right.
Because he had it going. 11-2, fifth in the country in his first year. Johnny Manziel beat Alabama. Next year, 9-4, Chick-fil-A Bowl ranked 18th in the country. And then after that, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5. And it's always that collapse at the end.
Right.
And it was losing inexplicable games.
Like the opener last year to UCLA.
No way in the world should you ever lose that game. Had a huge lead, and you lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
You, at the end of that first year, I mean, that 2015 year, they lost in the regular season. They lost three of their last seven. I mean, lost four of their last seven. At the end of the 2016 year, they're up to eighth in the country. By the way, they're ninth in the country in 15. They always got in the top 10. They were eighth in the country and then lost one, two, three, four. Lost four of their last six games then. And then last year, lost one, two, three, four of the last seven. This fell apart at the end of the year. I don't know if it was depth. There were some rumors about his personal issues that he had. But something was amiss at mm-hmm. A&M. So you open up the bank, you bring in Jimbo Fisher. And I think Jimbo's a really good play caller. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. Recruiting-wise, he'll do well there. I think A&M's decided they're gonna spend some money and they're going to get it done. By the way, enrollment at A&M, 68,000 students.
Close intimate gathering.
Woo!
A lot of kids.
Woo! You imagine that graduation ceremony?
Oh! And I thought like having three when I graduated Clemson was tough. They're going to have... 12 or 13 graduations just to
crazy,
get there.
Man. Crazy. All right, that's so nuts. To wrap it up, win game.
All ready? Yep.
Just to give you a little bit about this, eight returning starters on offense. An offense averaged 32 points a game last year.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback's not great, either Kellen Mond or Nick Starkle. Not great there. Travion Williams is a really good back.
He is.
Only had 800 yards last year and eight touchdowns. Wide receivers are, eh.
They lost Kirk. That was a big one.
Yeah. Eh. Offensive lines will be, you know, decent.
Yep. They're out of jokels, so we'll see.
Eight returning starters on defense give it 30 points a game last year. Mike Elko, though, coming down from Notre Dame as a defensive coordinator. We'll see if that plays. I think A&M's going to be good in the future. I'm just not sure they're very good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lead tackler Dodson comes back, a junior linebacker, 242-pound linebacker, is a good player. You ready?
Ready.
Northwestern State on a Thursday night?
Win.
I agree. Clemson at home?
Loss.
I agree. Louisiana Monroe?
Win.
Agree. At Alabama?
Loss.
I agree. Arkansas at home? Or Arkansas at Arlington, Texas?
Ooh. I'll give them the win.
I will too. Kentucky at home?
Win.
At South Carolina?
Win.
At Mississippi State?
Go loss.
Well, you love Nick Fitzgerald.
I like him. I think Moorhead's a good play caller. But we'll get into the Bulldogs another time.
I'm gonna give him a win there. At Auburn?
I'm gonna give him a loss.
I'll take a loss there as well. Ole Miss?
Win.
UAB at home?
Win.
LSU at home?
Win. I can't remember what I did with them on the last, you know.
Eight and four. By the way, he changes every single day.
Of course.
8-4. And I've got him at 9-3. That's a good year for Jimbo.
Either of those first year of Jimbo, that's a win.
They'll take them. No doubt about that. They'll take them. All right. Let's take our final break of the show. We'll come back, wrap things up. That's your SEC Media Days today. You don't have to watch it now. Kentucky, LSU, and A&M. Tomorrow, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and Ole Miss. We'll kind of preview that a little bit, too. Dabo Swinney's house tonight and Dabo's golf tournament tomorrow. Talking season is here. We'll take a short break. Come back for more to this.
The countdown is on. 47 days till Clemson football.
Ryan will go shotgun. ETN behind him to his right. Two wide outs to the left and one to the right. Now ETN moves over to the left-hand side. Gets the handoff from Brian, and ETN dances into the end zone. The young freshman with his 12th touchdown of the season, and it's 33-0.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrikHondaSC.com. Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy's final segment of the show. Our friends at Reed's Jewelers have a huge event coming up. You know, they do this all the time now. They've got these events and they plan them on out. Mark this date down in your calendar, July 27th and 28th. This is the Diamond Design Show and the great design show that they have. It's a perfect time for trade-ins and upgrade your diamond. It's a perfect time to remount and restyle that diamond with the remount specials and design specials. Unmounted diamonds, you can view their extensive and affordable collection of diamonds there. They're located in the Haywood Mall right next to it all, right in the middle of it all. It is our great friends over at Reed's Jewelers, reeds.com. Call them today, 288-9752, 288-9752. Mark it down, July 27th, 28th, their Diamond Design Show. Take care of that. Man, those are talented people taking care of that. I'm going to go early just because I saw this. I think this is pretty depressing for some and amazing for some. I'm going to go early with my Brad. He's actually forgiven this award. I'm in good hands with Brad. I'm in good hands with Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. You know when you're really good? I told you Brad's one of my best friends and a guy I just trust. He's one of these guys just like, I don't know if Brad's ever done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honest as the day is long. And, like, really never says anything wrong, does anything wrong, like, never really misled anybody. It's like one of those, like, all-American Johnny guys. If he ran for office, you'd vote for him.
Okay.
But he'd be the only guy, only honest politician ever. Anyway.
First time for everything.
This former Allstate agent tells me the other day that Brad is the best Allstate agent there is. And so that's good news to hear that. Anyway, we give someone sports every single day. Darren Rovell is a very interesting follow on Twitter.
Very interesting follow.
He just came up with this morning, just 4 minutes ago. In 2000, Blockbuster had a chance to buy Netflix for $50 million. Today, Blockbuster's down to one store. Netflix is worth $172
billion. Does it say where the one store is located?
No.
Well, which town is still holding on strong to the Blockbuster? Because I might need to find me a summer home there. I miss the old Blockbuster days.
Somebody told me Wayne Huizenga, owner of the Miami Dolphins at the time, who owned Blockbuster. If you remember, it was Blockbuster Stadium. Or anyway,
yeah.
That the rewind fees, you know, because you get charged if you didn't rewind it.
Oh, I remember that growing up. You'd get chewed out if you didn't hand the tape back in.
The rewind fees on those tapes were, he made $1 million himself on rewind fees. Yeah. $172 billion is what Netflix is worth right now. Can you do me a huge favor?
Absolutely.
Look up and see where the one Blockbuster store still is.
Absolutely.
Who would have thought? I mean, you got to show you. We talked earlier about football programs changing and about someone said Alaska, Colin Greenville. It seemed like Alaska would be the place where you want Netflix. Bend, Oregon has the only Blockbuster, according to someone right now. See, about that'd be you'd want Netflix in these places. Anyway, we talked about things changing.
Bend, Oregon.
Yep. I thought they were liberal there. I thought they wouldn't want to use all the things that go on with making tapes and saving the environment for all stuff. Anyway, we talked about how things change, right? Like the old football parade. What did you say? BYU was ranked in the top 25 10 years ago. Georgia Tech was ranked in the top 25 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Who would have thought in 2000, just 18 years ago, Blockbuster would be like, you go, huh? Blockbuster. There are kids that have never seen a Blockbuster video before.
Oh, yeah. No idea what it is. No clue.
And yet, never seen a phone booth, a payphone. You know, you think about that.
Yeah.
Things change, man. Texas said that South Carolina will beat Texas A&M this year. Well, they never have before. He's hoping for things to change. Because it never had before.
I tell you, it makes sense when our last caller called in was talking about how, you know, he's comparing if you're going to Aggie it to the chicken curse. Well, it's probably a good thing the SEC paired him up to play every year then.
Daggum. Who do you feel, we talked about this many times now when Zach's here. By the way, Zach, in week two of the fortnight of a vacation. Who do you feel better about in the next 10 years? They play each other every year.
Okay.
Who has a better program in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher, South Carolina, and Will Muschamp.
I am going to say, and it's not, you're a Clemson guy. Wait, no, I'm going to say A&M for the sole reason of if you compare previous jobs, Muschamp, Jimbo Fisher, so I'm going to go with here. I think Muschamp's doing a better job around this time than he did the first time as a head coach, but I have a little more faith in Jimbo to build a program. That national championship kind of helps there a little bit.
68,000 students certainly helps.
Absolutely.
South Carolina's got 34,000. Twice the amount of students. And 103,000-seat stadium.
And not to mention more money than almost any school out there in the country. Even though camp doesn't necessarily guarantee you a championship, doesn't hurt either.
Muschamp, in his days at Florida... against Jimbo Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I'm right by saying this.
Well, they played against each other. Was it three times? Three or four times?
Muschamp was at Florida for 4 years.
Okay.
Let me look up Florida State series. Can you find out for me? I love asking you to do so because you do it so quickly.
I try. What you need?
Jimbo Fisher's years. What years was he the head coach at Florida State? Because I'm looking now just to make sure about this. Muschamp was at Florida from 2011, 12, 13, and 14. So 4 years there. Do you know they call the Florida State game the Sunshine Showdown? Didn't know that was the case. Florida leads the series 34-26-2.
He was the head coach there from 2010 through 2017.
Okay. So they played each other four times.
Mm-hmm.
Played each other 2011, 12, 13, and 14. Jimbo won in 2011, 21-7. Muschamp won in 2012, 37-26. Jimbo won 37-7 in 2013 and 24-19 in 2015. Matter of fact, Jimbo went into Gainesville and beat him twice.
Ooh.
So Jimbo's 3-1 against Will Muschamp. Different time, different place now. We'll see.
Absolutely.
We'll see what comes out of all that. I feel that just the state of Texas, the state of recruiting, the money that they put into it, I feel Jimbo and A&M will be better in South Carolina football in the next 5 years.
I would agree.
In the next 10 years. Texture makes a good point here. Some kids have never heard a busy signal.
That's crazy.
How about that? I guess you still call landlines to get busy signals, though.
I guess.
Do you have a landline?
No.
Do you know anybody who still has a landline?
My parents have a landline.
Do they really?
Yeah. Same numbers when I was a kid.
You remember the number? You don't have to go down.
Oh, I got it, yeah. But no, I'm not going to give it out.
I think my mom and dad did away with theirs. I think that's the case. I don't know. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for our 2 minute drill. I tell you what, but we never get time for the music. I got a little time for the music today.
All right.
Let's do a little introduction to the 2 minute drill, see how that goes for us today.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Today, my two-minute drill is my Pittsburgh Pirates swept the Brewers in a five-game series over the weekend. It was the first time a league-leading club was swept in a five-game series since June 1964 when the AL-leading White Sox were swept on the road by the New York Yankees.
Say that again now. The first time
a league-leading club was swept in a five-game series since June 1964 when your Yankees swept the White Sox.
You just don't have many five-game series in other words.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
That puts you, I think I'm right by saying this now. Mm-hmm. Let me look this up and make sure. That puts you at 48-49. That's not bad, man.
Hey.
That's not bad.
No. We just got to fight off the Quackenbushes for fourth, maybe even third place in the NL Central. So exciting times.
You won six in a row. You're 8-8. You won 8 of your last 10.
Yeah.
That's not terrible. You're 9 games back to the Cubs. That's not a terrible first half.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, I'm not saying there's a chance. No. I'm just telling you that, you know, it's not an overall just a terrible deal there.
No.
Anyway, my two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs. It is our great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. It's a full-service real estate company. They can take care of you. It's EricNewton.com. Let them do that for you at EricNewton.com. Hey, what do you need? Anything you need. Let them remodel your home for you. Let them give you a you're looking for land to build on, you're looking for land to buy, you're looking for commercial property, you're looking for rental property, you're looking to manage your rental property. They can do all that. EricNewton.com. My two-minute drill is we have the British Open starting on Thursday, and they're talking about baked out fairways, baked out greens. You're gonna see a lot of irons off of the tees. You're gonna see a lot of the touch and the feel of the game. A lot, you're gonna play the game on the ground there. Carnoustie in Scotland is really maybe the most difficult of the courses. Tiger, did you say a while ago Tiger said it's most difficult?
Yes.
That the most difficult one there. And in the end, I think you could see. Well, the power hitters had an advantage because they're going to be able to hit a bunch of irons off the tee there. But a lot about placement, a lot about touch, and a lot about feel. And about this moxie of getting up and down. I will tell you this. One major factor will be the weather. There's no sense in looking at the weather yet because it changes so much there. Have you seen the weather here? Tomorrow's going to be in the 90s. The only day of the next 14 days is going to be in the 90s. So we're going to be in the high 80s. Let's go. I love that. Yeah, I love that. Anyway, I think weather will be a major factor. It's the hardest to predict because of that, but it will be bouncy golf. The ball's going to bounce all over the place, and you know, controlling the distances will be a big part of it. We'll see, though. I think the British Open this year is wide, wide open. Let me thank a lot of folks here today. John, great job, man.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed getting week two off to a great start. Tomorrow's show, well, let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk about the Home Run Derby from tonight. Nice to see Bryce Harper kind of put on a show in front of the home fans there. We'll kind of preview the All-Star game a little bit, what's at stake there, and kind of do a little bit of that. We'll get with Tony Morrell tomorrow. Looking forward to talking some South Carolina football with him. And then also review day one of the media days, review Dabo Swinney's house, and preview Dabo's golf tournament, what will be coming on after us. Speaking of after us, up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful Monday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we will see on the radio.
Another hour of...